Last night, they wouldn't let him back in the country. Said he had too many scars. Besides, there was an election coming up, so if he didn't mind, could he just wait a few minutes till things quietened down and everything got back to normal? Scars. The damn things. They were impossible to hide or explain away. Where he came from, people were generally more polite. They didn't go around pointing out each other's scars or blemishes. It just wasn't done. Besides, there were always more interesting things to talk about. The meaning of life. Where we all come from. How old everything is. But here, when you arrive, people start asking you questions like, is that your real skin color? What religion did your parents have in mind when you were conceived? Regardless, if someone shows up at the border with lots of scars and bruises, well, you might at least let them catch their breath, even offer them a cup of tea and a chat before accusing them of lying or thinking they've only got themselves to blame anyway. He was told to stand outside the country, just offshore, while they checked out his story. And because they had insisted on seeing all his scars, well, he was totally naked, and they wouldn't give him his clothes back. It was cold, too. The seawater came right up to his ankles, but he just stood completely still, as he'd been told. As the morning light faded in and the stars disappeared, he could see there were about 100 or so other people spread out along the tidal area of the beach. Each of them were so far away from the next that you'd have to shout really loud just for the next person over to hear you. After a while, he gave up trying to get their attention, partly because he was tired, but mostly it felt like he was being watched. Besides, the real worry was the tide. It kept coming in. By now, it was around his knees, and he was really starting to feel cold. All the others along the beach just stood there, not moving, and even though he was shivering, he forced himself to stay still. He didn't want to stand out, and he really didn't want any trouble. Surely they wouldn't be much longer sorting through his things. Standing right on the edge of a country is a strange feeling anyway. How did they know if you were a few inches in or a few inches out? The borderline seemed to be somewhere between where the tide came in the most and where it went out the least. After a while, he realized that even if he wanted to, he couldn't move. By now, the tide was up around his waist, and he was rooted to the spot. He could still move his eyes left and right, enough to see that some of the other people scattered along the beach were even worse off. The water was right up to their necks. If something didn't happen soon, that's how he'd end up. But he couldn't move. His skin had crusted over and hardened like leather in the sea in the cold. There was no turning back, nor any going forward, it seemed, so he just stood there, waiting, thinking maybe the inhuman tide would change, and over time, his scars might heal and disappear beneath the waves of this nationless sea.